Don't want to preach this morning on the Lord bringing good news through you as a general theme, but do want to share from God's Word about the Lord bringing comfort and good news to brokenhearted people in the midst of great loss, because I think we are experiencing that this morning, not to nearly to the intensity of Virginia and Merrill, but because we love them, we're upset and almost like Thomas, as God leads us into experiences, Lord, we don't know where you're going. I think a lot of times we face great loss like that. Lord, we don't know where you're going with this, and but we know we need you. And so Jesus pointed to himself. And in and around Thanksgiving, I was in preparation for the original sermon, I was making a list of what I was thankful for. You know, sometimes families share that around a table or just talking to each other. And my list, top of the list, was the Lord. And for our hearts to always have him at the top of the list, to thank God for God, thank God for Christ, his Holy Spirit. Second was family. And I think when we hear a family loss, it makes us want to hold a little bit closer loved ones that we have in the house or in the community or in the church. Third was brothers and sisters in Christ. What a blessing it is to lean on one another, to say, hey, we're, you know, through Jesus, Virginia and Merrill and Jason and all of us will spend eternity together. And we start now. The loved ones in Christ. And the fourth for me was the Bible. The Bible, that solid rock of truth through which we experience Christ, can give us great comfort, give us great challenge. There was a great Sunday school lesson on that here in the sanctuary, and the other classes are hitting that too. And then co-laboring with Christ at the call of God. But what didn't make my list last week was heaven. It's on my list now. Just as a reminder of what God provides for us through his Son. Yeah, we thank God for heaven. The reality of being with Jesus forever. That he would love us and want to take us to be with him. People have different thoughts of heaven, and some dream, you know, is it like a big fishing pond in the sky or a big whatever has your interest a bit here on earth. When I think of heaven, I think if Christ is there and my loved ones in Christ are there, I'm going to be a very joyful guy in heaven. I don't care if heaven looks like a cave otherwise, you know, or a barren desert, which it is not. But if Christ is there and our loved ones with Christ are there, how joyful we will be. And so to think about what how the Lord can lead us with good news through great loss and Jason's life, what he meant to the family, to the church. Many of you have so many memories of him being Sunday school youth. You've started to share them already. In the Bible, when it attacks death, literally, and all of us, as we attack death, we fail. Jesus has to conquer death for us. And the Bible gives such a strong message about God overcoming death. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. They shall rest from their labors. There's a sense where that we cheer Jason on at that point. Death is seen as an enemy, never to be gotten used to. Jesus had to conquer it for us. And death is so unlike God. Jesus said, he's the life. And you have contrast death. He better bring resurrection for us. And he does, and he offers it. And yet Paul was able to look at death itself and say, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Wow, to have a faith like that. It sees God is stronger than death. Paul looked at even his own relationship with Christ in this life, and he said, you know, if only in this life we hope have hope for Christ, we're to be pitied. So you have a Savior who's your friend for 25 years or 100 years or however long you live, and then is that it? If for only in this life we have hope in Christ, we're to be pitied. But we have life forever with Christ. Therefore, we could be joyful. We could have hope and then strength that is not in ourselves, but is of the Lord. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He cares about us in the loss enough to walk us through it and conquer the loss. And in the most devastating time of loss for a family or for a church, I think saying, you know, just my prayer is, Jesus, you'd always be the one who we would sense the most in the greatest losses we have, and for the Wilson family, that they will have to say, well, my son died and I couldn't even describe my feelings. But Christ was greater than what was happening to me. He somehow walked me through that. That the Lord would show himself great on their behalf, on your behalf. And at every great loss, each of us, we almost relive the losses we've had in a way up to this point. Just to show, a common experience of walking through the valley and how Christ might hold our hands in that. These things are very normal, and I think God's comfort carries us in these experiences. But what healing does grief have in the midst of such loss? I would like the Lord to help us avoid grief, but we end up having to be embraced by it and embrace it. First thing that happens is shock to our system and our bodies. I can't, think two thoughts together. It seems like a dream. It seems unreal. There's the thing about death again. We say, I can't relate to that. Somehow that was never meant to be. The shock factor. And if you watch the Nature Channel sometime, I shared this on Wednesday night, Nature Channel has these little animals and they're trying to survive, and maybe a baby elephant or a baby lion, and they're looking for water, and they travel for, 40 miles, and they're just about to get to what will give them life. And then another big animal comes and eats them up. And they're gone. And, the narrator says, don't worry about that. That's just Mother Nature. That's just a part of life. And I'm thinking, well, I'm worried about that. I like the little animal. And when our loved ones die, no, it's not just, oh, that's just a part of. No, God had to intervene so that wouldn't be the last word for us. He'll come and help us with our shock. And then there's our tears. Sometimes people cry a lot and sometimes people cry a little. And both are expressions of faith in Christ. Just because somebody cries a lot doesn't mean they're not trusting the Lord. Jesus cried a lot when Lazarus died. He had perfect trust in the Father. When for me, if there's a loss of someone I know or in my own family, I cry a lot. I cry for days. I try not to be in public too much, and people wonder what's happening there. But it's a way I'm saying, God, shoulder this sadness with me. And not crying, if you're not a crier, that's okay not to cry, and God hold you close there. But we have emotions and we have tears, and then we have anger. Lord, I don't understand this. Again, it's the strangeness of death factor. What is this? This just can't be. Get angry maybe at ourselves. Get angry with the Lord. As we tell him about that, he can bring some healing to us. He accepts our anger. And then often we'll get depressed. Depression is when our emotions are ran out of gas, don't have much anymore, so we hardly feel anything except really bad. And Jesus understands that. There may be a healing when we walk through that to know, well, God can even help me in that valley and be greater than my my limited emotions and feeling of guilt that he could bring freedom from. And then the best part, that God would walk us through and all those steps that are really painful, and hopefully the body of Christ supporting, that there's hope. And we say, but Jesus is Lord. But he rose from the dead. And God will walk with me through this. And it comes to a point, maybe months down the line or maybe a year, but we begin with the Lord's help to do this. We have a choice. We can think of life. It has everything to do with God. Or we could think of death, for which we have no answer outside of Christ. And so God would encourage us. Could you think of life? Life now, life forever with Christ. The truth of that, that is greater than death itself. So God would come and give comfort. As God's people, as you've helped each other out in many losses, and I know people have expressed already just the commitment to pray and to be available for Virginia and Merrill and the four daughters. You know, it's your presence that means a real lot. Your presence can be expressed through prayer, through a card, or through some visit or short conversation as you see the family. It really does mean a lot to the family. Nothing like the presence. Sermons are inappropriate. You know, don't preach a sermon to the grieving. Leave that for the short one at the funeral. But just your presence. Hey, they were a friend. They were there. Means everything. A touch on the shoulder. It gives strength. And we end up passing the news on to one another, the truth that Jesus walks with us through this valley, and he desires to spend eternity with us and with loved ones in him, to think of the truth that all of us will spend trillions, and Virginia and Merrill, spending trillions and trillions of years with Jason. Just think of that truth of that. A bright future. And with Christ, with loved ones in Christ. And for Brian and his mom and other family members recently who lost loved ones. Jesus said, if you're thirsty, he would give us to drink from the water of life. And just this morning, if you think, well, there's the son of Virginia Wilson and Merrill. Passed on, just 25, full of health. He was joking, you know, he had when he originally went in the hospital, temperature of 104, 106, really sick, but able to smile, able to say things. And then it was, time for rest, to rest from labors. And that the Lord would hold the family close to himself and hold you close to himself so that you might experience Christ the most when in darkest valley in your life. He'll be there for you. He's the light of the world. He's life. You can come to the Father through him. And if you've never put your trust in him, you say, Jesus, be my Lord. Because I think of death and it looks like the end of the road. Would you conquer that for me? Jesus said, I did. I'll lead you through that if you want to trust and follow me. He'll be faithful. Get eternity settled in your soul. God would help you do that if you say, before Thanksgiving, I prayed to receive Christ because I need him so much. And I share this brief poem in closing that I think Jason got to experience. Think of stepping on the shore and finding it heaven. You know, just stepping into heaven itself. Of taking hold of a hand and finding it's God's hand. Thank you, Lord, for being the first one to greet us when we go from one place to the next. Of passing from the storm to the peace of God. Wow. Through his grace, we experience his peace in this life, but to know his presence 100%. And then this one, of waking up and finding it home. You know, home at last. Where you could truly say, now I'll praise the Lord with my whole heart. In total freedom. Banished from the presence of sin forever into the presence of God forever. What a delightful inheritance Jesus would give to each one of us if we just put our trust in Him. Oh, He loves us so much. If He'll deliver us from death, He'll deliver us from whatever sin and burden we have this morning. Could we pray and seek the Lord as we close? Lord, thank You for being the resurrection and the life. And we are so glad to know You this brief time we have, Lord, 25 years or 100 years or how many ever You provide. You are life itself. And any good thing we experience came from Your hand. And that's why Thanksgiving is a special time for us and families. Lord, help us hug our loved ones a little more closely this season. Give much more thanks to You for what You mean to us. Let Your strong Holy Spirit comfort the Wilsons, the Dennys, others who remember loved ones and lost just as if it was yesterday. Be comfort for them, Lord. And as we walk, might we know the wonderful friendship of Christ. And as we walk through the valley or help others to do so, might we pass on the presence and the news that Jesus is Lord and He cares and He will bring help and victory. Thank You, Lord, for conquering death on our behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.